So.
News Radio 1180 WHAM proudly welcomes you to Sound Bites. This is America's longest running computer show. Call the show now, 222-1180. The Choice One toll free line, 1-800-295-1180. Or star 1180, a free call for Verizon Wireless subscribers. Now, here's Nick Francesco, Dave Enright, and Steve Ray on News Radio 1180 WHAM.
Good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. America, and all the chips in the PC. I love saying that. It is Saturday, the 27th of September, Anno Domini 2003, and you lucky individual, are listening to Soundbites.
At our normal time.
I'm Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Enright.
I'm Steve Ray.
And I'm Rob Linton.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, it's the return.
Rob is back.
He's back.
Yes, I am back.
And we couldn't possibly be more delighted. However, it still seems to be the Craig cam.
Yeah, I forgot the camera
this
week.
That's fine. That's fine.
So I'm going to have to pull off one of my old Rob pictures and stick it on there.
No.
Sure.
There we go.
False.
False.
Well, every so often he slips in and out off of our cam.
We might see the back of his head.
That'll
be about it. We're going to take your phone calls. We're going to talk about the news. We might even have trivia if I can find the paper in this sea of junk on the desk. And
what'd you do with last week's trivia? Nobody got it. We could probably run it again.
Maybe we will. You know, we'll have more listeners. Anyway, let's.
We hope so.
I would say that. Let's go to the news, and we're going to start with Steve because he's completely not ready.
Yes. Welcome, everyone. Apple this week issued and then almost immediately withdrew a system update. System version 10.2.8 was a minor update that they were fixing some stability issues in Bluetooth primarily. But it had an unwanted side effect of disabling 10BASE-T Ethernet on older model G4s. So if you were using 100BASE-T, then you didn't notice the problem, or if you had a newer G4, you didn't notice the problem. But Apple said that they've temporarily removed the update to resolve this issue on a small number of PowerMac G4 desktops. They will likely fix the fix. We're not sure whether they're going to call it 10.2.9 or just re-release 10.2.8 in a fixed state, but we'll have to wait and see what happens. Mostly the biggest issues were for Bluetooth, and most people didn't download that much anyway because there's not that many Bluetooth devices yet, although Apple is now shipping their own wireless keyboard and mouse that are Bluetooth-aware, so you don't have to have that wire dangling back anymore. But that prompted one of my colleagues to ask, does that mean they're going to put a security cable on it so no one steals it?
Good question.
Really?
That was the bane of teachers and educators everywhere. For the last 20 years, is the mouse balls keep getting stolen from the older mice. So now we've got the first round was optical mice that required a special pad to watch the grid go by.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And a lot of schools bought that, and then they could glue the pad down to the desk.
Right.
And now we've got the optical mice that don't need the ball, so it's less chance of...
Nor the grid pad,
and it's less chance of getting stolen. But now, when we start moving to wireless devices, we might be back in that problem again.
Mm-hmm. We're already finding that, not in our building, the College of Business, but in lots of places, they're finding that faculty and staff have to lock their doors all the time. Because PDAs are disappearing, laptops are disappearing.
Oh, laptops could walk so fast.
Wireless monitor, not wireless, but flat panel monitors.
They're so easy.
Go right in the backpack.
Pick up and carry now.
Yep.
It's one of the dangerous things that both Dave and I had talked about before school started. It is a lot of parents wanted to get their kids laptops.
Yes.
And they're so easy to steal.
Yep.
Or so easy to leave behind somewhere, drop your backpack somewhere, and forget to pick it up
or
again.
Or drop your backpack,
period.
And it's not the fall that does the laptop in, it's the sudden stopping with the ground.
Yeah.
And there are companies, Kensington is one of the biggest ones, that sells security cables for your computer so you can lock it down to a desk. The trick there, they sell two different kinds. They have a key-based lock so you can lose the key, or they have a combination-based lock so you can forget the combination.
Excellent. So they cover the whole gamut there.
Yep.
That's nice of them.
Or we had a customer actually come in who set the combination wrong and then couldn't unlock it again because it wasn't what they thought they set it to. And that was a little tricky.
Right, that's a little tough, yeah.
Yeah.
All right, Dave.
All right, for you folks that just love MSN Instant Messenger, one, there's two things going on. Microsoft is shutting down a lot of their instant messaging in a lot of the foreign countries, and kind of because of the porn and everything else going on out there. But the other big thing that's going around is there's just another worm. It's a virus. It's called SMB-MSN. And when you're in Instant Messenger, it wants you to download. It's just an offer that they're telling you to download. It's called SMB. You run it, and again, it's just another one of those worms. They do have a fix for it that if you want to quick get rid of it, if you've already downloaded and executed it, you're infected. But you can simply go to Task Manager, press the Process tab, click on AddMagic.exe, and then click End Process. Then you go to the C drive, and you're going to want to delete both this SMB.exe and this AddMagic file to get rid of it.
Now be careful, because both SMB and MSN separately are valid Windows products, and you will find files
with
those names.
There are instructions
right.
both on the Microsoft site for getting rid of this off your machine. If
right.
you, by chance, installed it.
Right. We're going to take a quick break, but we will be back in just a couple of minutes with Dave Enright, Steve Ray, Rob Linton, and me, Nick Francesco, on Soundbites on 1180 WHAM.
Hollywood's best releases are at the Regal Cinemas, now offering the Crown Club Loyalty Program. Free membership, fast registration, earn free movies and concession items every time just for seeing your favorite movie. Gift certificates also available. They never expire and can be used for box office or concession purchases at over 400 Regal Cinemas nationwide. Stadium seating, amazing digital sound, senior special, Super Saver discount tickets. Catch all the new releases at the Regal Cinema at Eastview Marketplace or Culver Ridge. See you at the movies.
Dom, I came to a realization last week.
Yeah, what's that?
That no one's going to come to Genesee Valley Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Avon to buy a car when the local forecast calls for a hurricane.
I agree. We need to make up for lost time. At Genesee Valley Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Avon, not only is it the last of the month, but we got a week's worth of sales to make up for.
Well, listen, you know how good the deals are. Right now at Genesee Valley Chrysler Dodge Jeep, we've got 0% financing on most vehicles to qualified buyers, a kickin' Jeep program, and huge incentives on remaining 2003s. Combine that with no-nonsense deals and non-commissioned salespeople, we could have a big sale.
What do we call it?
How about a thank goodness the hurricane missed us, but now we need to move some of this inventory because all we did was sit around looking at each other for a week rather than selling car sale.
I like it.
Don't wait. See Genesee Valley for fantastic savings now. The financing's low, the rebates are high, and we're motivated to make up for lost business. Genesee Valley Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Atlas. Right off exit 10 by 39. Call 226-6000.
You're out there, and you know who you are. Oh, you think you can hide. But you can't hide forever. One of these days, you'll break down, and then you'll see. It's not so bad. Then, like the rest of us, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. If you don't own a home computer, I'm talking to you. And I'm talking to you about the fantastic home computer package from Green Shield Computers. For only $499, they'll build you the perfect starter system, fully loaded with all you need for email, web surfing, home finances, digital pictures, music, movies, and more. It's powered by an AMD Athlon processor and is easily upgradable. Plus, you get Green Shield's local service and support. With Green Shield, there's no excuse. Don't miss out on the fun, the convenience, the connections a home computer can provide. Give Green Shield a call and get started with your home computer. For you, for your kids, for your life. Green Shield Computers, since 1984. Call 544-9580.
So the sun is a-shining, the birds are a-chirping, and the garden is a-calling. One small problem, you're back.
Ow!
It's a-hurting. Can't bend down to dig.
Ooh!
Can't stand up to water.
Ow!
Just can't bear the pain. Better grab a Thermacare. 8 hours of penetrating heat for powerful pain relief and deep muscle relaxation.
Ah!
So you can bend, dig, plant, water, and water all you want. No problem. Pick up a Thermacare and wrap yourself in relief.
The makers of the Doctor's Night Guard would like to apologize for the following annoying sound. It's the sound of teeth getting looser, jaws aching, spouses fleeing the bedroom. So please pick up the Doctor's Night Guard, the dental protector you wear at night to cushion your teeth. Because you fit it yourself, you will save money and quite possibly even your teeth. So the next sound you hear could be this. Relieve the nightly grind with the Doctor's Night Guard in the oral care section.
Soundbites, America's longest-running computer radio show. It's brought to you by the Alleman K Learning Center, MicroWorks Direct Computers, Roadrunner Business Class, and Green Shield Computer Services. Welcome back to America's longest-running computer show, Soundbites, on News Radio 1180, WHAM. Got a computer question? Call the boys at 222-1180, the Choice 1 toll-free line at 1-800-295-1180, or star 1180, a free call for Verizon Wireless subscribers. Now, here's Nick Francesco.
I'm sorry, every time I hear the boys, I think the Three Stooges.
Fighting me.
I'm Mo Howard.
I'm Larry.
And I'm Curly Joe.
Curly Joe!
Oh!
Holy cow, that leaves you to be Shemp, buddy.
Nice.
Shemp, the most underrated stooge. Underrated.
Didn't Curly Joe have a clause in his contract that Mo couldn't abuse him?
If so, they broke it pretty regularly.
Yeah, really?
Maybe. All right, couple of things for me in the news here. A number of states are asking Congress to decide whether to let states begin collecting sales taxes via internet retailers or to preserve the mostly tax-free world of virtual shopping. Lawmakers backing the effort by state and local governments to collect taxes on internet purchases prepared legislation for introduction Thursday that would give congressional approval for the voluntary system. The effort, known as the Streamlined Sales Tax Project, imposes no new taxes. It just helps states capture the taxes already due. The internet has remained a mostly tax-free shopping zone since the Supreme Court ruled that states can't force a business to collect sales taxes unless they have a store or other physical presence in the state. And while 45 states require buyers to pay taxes on internet purchases,
including New York,
few states,
yeah, but you've got to be registered, though,
enforce those laws. Well,
no.
for people like me who actually sell something on the internet. That's going to strike close to home. And, in fact, it has to do entirely with our poll this week, which we will talk about later.
Now, if you know, Dave's confusion is what generally everyone has. If you buy something out of state, you are required to pay New York State sales tax.
You're supposed to.
You are legally required.
How many folks do?
That's their point.
Yeah.
And they're losing billions
Hello.
Of dollars.
Right. Yeah. Well, and the government wastes so damn much money now as it is.
So it's, you know, it's a matter of they'll have to raise their taxes other places.
I don't want to get into politics in that right now, yeah. But you know, everybody else has to live by their checkbook and their check, but yet government just thinks they have an open checkbook.
That's right. Well, I thought I was telling my boss the other day. I said, you know, if it's good enough for the government, it's good enough for us. I think we should be living under deficit spending. So I want to raise.
See how that applies.
It didn't. California has enacted the nation's toughest anti-spam bill. California will prohibit internet advertisers from sending unsolicited emails under the toughest laws of its kind in the nation, providing for fines up to $1 million per incident.
I want to see them go over to Taiwan and find that person. And
well, that's exactly right.
Plus $1,000 per message.
Right, right. So that's an interesting thing. Here's two very important things, though. If you own a Segway, and at least one of our listeners does, Bound Zebra owns a Segway. The government has issued a recall. It's a pretty major recall.
That's the Segway now on the news.
There it is. On our news. The Segway human transporter, they've agreed to recall all of them because some riders have been injured falling off when its batteries are low. That's what happened to our president. The Consumer Product Safety Commission says three people have been injured.
Ooh.
One required stitches. I don't know. It seems to me if you ride a two-wheeled vehicle with no brakes.
Hello.
Okay. But the deal is it's a real simple fix. It's a simple software upgrade. Bring your scooter back to the dealer. Call the company toll-free line. They fix it. And, you know, they only travel about 12 miles an hour. It's a really cool thing, and I desperately want one, but I suspect that won't be happening. Because it cost about $5,000. And speaking of recalls, were we? Yes, we were. That was the Segway thing. Sony.
And that's a Segway.
That's a Segway. A Segway for the Segway. Sony is recalling their Vaio laptops. more than 5,000 of them. The problem is users can get a shock when the unit is connected to a phone line and the phone rings. I suppose it's a nice way to be able to tell you're getting a call.
New meaning to reaching out and touching somebody?
Right. Now, here's the deal. Pay attention to this, because it may or may not affect you. If you bought your laptop in June or July of this year, and your model number is PCGFRV25 or PCGFRV27, you can call 1-800-880-9743 for repair information. The number in Bayonne, 1-800-880-9743. So we've got a couple of recalls there. And if you can't recall the numbers, apparently Steve's putting them somewhere.
Yep.
And I meant that in the nicest way, Steve.
Ooh.
And we're going to go to the phones now. Now that we've gotten all that stuff out of the way, and we're going to talk to Paul from Holly, New York. Welcome, Paul. What's your question?
Yeah, hi, Nick. I got actually two questions. The first one's easy because I know you're going to have this right on the top of your head.
Yeah.
Dealing with Eudora, I just upgraded to the version 6, and ever since I've upgraded, I can't open any graphics in my email. Like when I open an email with a graphic in it?
Right. The graphic is saved separately, and it'll be in your attachments folder inside the Eudora folder.
Okay.
On the hard drive.
Okay.
But they won't appear in the email, and that is a feature.
Oh.
Because what happens is a lot of spammers will send out an email with a graphic in it that gets read from their website.
Oh, okay.
And then that's how they track who you are and where you are and that you opened their email.
Oh.
So they sell your name to spam.
So this is by design they've done that?
Mm-hmm. On purpose.
Oh, definitely.
So the graphics are there, and if you have a program like IrfanView, IrfanView, which I believe is already on our website,
yep. Uh-huh.
That's a free program. The newest version actually lets you see thumbnails of all the... You can go to a folder and see thumbnails and then click on them and see them, and it's a very cool product.
Oh.
And that's probably your best bet at this point for seeing the graphics that are sent to you.
Yeah. Well, that's not a big deal because I use Mozilla also, and I can open the mail in Mozilla and get the graphics open there, all right.
Yeah, but now you're running into the vulnerability.
Same problem,
you just talked about.
Yeah, you got to keep your antivirus.
What's your other question?
Yeah.
That has nothing to do with viruses. That has everything to do with spyware. You're being tracked.
Right.
Yeah, but some of them, though, because of the site.
You can also get, yeah.
See, what I'm saying is even though they're tracking it, yeah, they could send that to one of these other folks that he could wind up going to that site. Because other sites, you can just visit the site and wind up with a virus.
Right, mm-hmm. Right.
What was the name of that program on your site?
IrfanView, IrfanView.
Okay.
And what's your other question?
The other question,
recently when I've been booting up, after everything boots up, I'm getting an error message saying that either Explorer or Seagate or some program has a general protection fault in GDI.exe, which I believe is the graphics display interface, isn't it? And I've got the latest video driver on my computer. And, I double-checked that, and I can't figure out what the hell it's causing. I mean, it doesn't happen every time.
What version of Windows are you running?
Pardon me?
What version of Windows?
98.
Windows 98 Second Edition.
Have you tried uninstalling the video driver and then reinstalling it?
No.
Try that.
Oh, okay.
Because it may be that it's corrupted on the drive.
Oh, okay.
And yet, when you go to update it, it says, well, no, it's really, it's there.
Yeah. It's confused.
Just cause, the middle may be corrupted, but the signature that says, I'm here, is fine.
I hear you.
Yeah, so try that and let us know.
Okay.
Okie doke.
Thanks much.
Thanks, Paul. Our next caller is Brian, all the way from Rochester, New York. Welcome, Brian. What's your
name? Just across the river.
Ah, there you go.
There you go.
Wait, does that mean he's on the good side of the river, or... I'm sure if he's on the other side, he's on the good side.
Well,
go ahead, Brian.
God only knows. I'm running Windows 98 SE.
Yeah.
And I've got a cascading problem here.
Yeah, you do.
Oh, I don't. I always. I got McAfee Security Center, which was my virus protection.
Right.
And then Black Ice as a firewall.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Everything was working fine up until about Tuesday when Black Ice just seemed to be getting a little squirrely, and it wasn't happy, and it was locking the machine up. So I took it out of the startup menu until I could, like today, spend some time and figure out what the problem was.
Right.
But last night, the security center on boot up hangs. It gets halfway through the initialization, and it says, it's installed and running, and the Virus Home Edition is protecting your computer, and stops. And now for about 2 hours, it just sits there.
Have you tried, since you did, you probably did some updates to the McAfee?
Yeah,
the security center.
It updated the other day. I've checked the machine all out. As soon as I took the black eyes off.
Did you completely uninstall it?
No, I just took it out of the startup menu.
No. What you want to do is remove the zone alarm, uninstall it, and reinstall it.
Black eyes.
Black eyes, rather. Because I've had a few folks, well, same with zone alarm.
Yeah.
Both of these, with the McAfee and the Norton security suites, this latest patch and trying to update some of the stuff has caused issues with both of those products.
Mm-hmm.
So if you go ahead and uninstall that and then reinstall it and then check for any updates, you should be all set.
Okay. Now, the problem is I can't get the machine to start.
Well, you can go into safe mode.
Okay.
Go into safe mode, remove it there. Uninstall it from the safe mode there.
All right. And safe mode is...
You just hit the hold down the control key while it's booting.
Control key.
The menu. It says safe mode. Boot
safe
into
mode
there.
Number three.
Go into the control panel. Add remove programs. Then remove it.
Okay.
So all right. you called all the way in here to find out you've got issues.
Well, no, I knew I had issues.
Yeah.
But I didn't know I had conflict.
Well, now you know you have both.
Yeah, there you go. Well, give that a try.
All right. Have fun.
Thanks a lot. Bye.
We're going to take a quick break now, but we'll be back in just a couple of minutes with Dave Enright, with Steve Ray, with Rob Linton, and with me, Nick. I missed saying that next week, so I'm going to say it again. Rob Linton and me, Nick Francesco, on Soundbites on 1180 WHAM.
Wham's Bob Matthews.
WUSA.
The Women's Pro Softball Leagues, they've all failed. The WNBA is crawling, losing a ton of money. Why are women team pro sports not popular?
Bob Matthews.
It'd be tough following a team, never knowing when your star players were going to be unavailable because they were pregnant. Obviously, that's part of being a woman. You're going to have babies. The men help make them, but they keep on playing.
Bob Matthews. Weeknight, 6 till 8 on the Sports Leader. News Radio 1180 WHAM.
When a car comes standard with special touches like a power moonroof, a leather-trimmed interior, and custom alloy wheels, that's nice. When a car comes standard with the traction, balance, and control of a symmetrical all-wheel drive system, that's better. And when a car gives you all of that for only $21,450, that's the Subaru Legacy 35th Anniversary Edition. Available in sedan or wagon, it's driven by the Subaru Symmetrical All-Wheel Drive System. More than $1,600 in package savings and a price that simply leaves the competition out of contention. The All-Wheel Drive Subaru Legacy 35th Anniversary Edition. Driven by more of the things that make a great car great. Subaru. Driven by what's inside. Now through September 30th, get $500 customer cash on every Subaru Legacy 35th Anniversary Edition. This $500 rebate is only available for a limited time, so hurry to your nearby Subaru dealer today before the cars and the cash are gone. Savings based on MSRP of package features priced separately.
Hey Rochester, Doug Miller here from the Rhinos. The soccer season's over and my wife Carrie and I are busier than ever, so it's important for us to stay in touch. Thanks to our friends at Steel Communication and our Nextel phone, it's easy. With Nextel, we have great cellular service and the walkie-talkie feature, which is also a great option for quick conversations. For example, just the other day I was in Philadelphia and my plane got canceled. I direct-connected my wife and told her not to pick me up at the airport. It was just that easy. Nextel is awesome. So stop by either Steel Communication location. Right now they've got a really great offer on the table. 400 cellular minutes, unlimited direct connect minutes, unlimited nights and weekends, unlimited nationwide direct connect, and long distance, all for less than $50 a month. But this offer is only good until September 30th. Now, here comes the good part. If you mention that you've heard this ad, the folks at Steel Communication will give you a $40 phone for free. This is a really great offer. If you're looking for a phone, check out Nextel and Steel Communications. Ridge Road West, next to Boston Market, and on Ridge Road in Webster, across from the Town Hall.
Mann's Jewelers and Rolex are aware that life is full of special occasions. Birthdays, weddings, anniversaries, special times deserve special recognition. For your next important occasion, consider giving a handcrafted Rolex Oyster Perpetual, a classic timepiece that will help anyone remember that special moment for years to come. Give the perfect gift. Give a Rolex. There's no other timepiece like it. Come see our selection of fine Rolex timepieces at Mann's Jewelers, 2945 Monroe Avenue. We're proud to be your official Rolex jeweler. This anniversary, give the one you love a very special gift. Your friends at Mann's Jewelers, your official Rolex jeweler, remind you that there's nothing like the gift of an elegant Rolex timepiece to commemorate a lifetime together. So no matter which Rolex you choose, you'll be giving a gift of lasting quality, beauty, and durability. This anniversary, give a gift as precious as your love. Give a Rolex. See a selection of Rolex timepieces at Mann's Jewelers, your official Rolex jeweler.
50,000 watts.
Huh.
I wonder how many gigabytes that would translate to. Welcome back to Soundbites on News Radio 1180 WHAM. Here's Nick Francesco.
Where? Tag Nabbit, I miss him every time. Wait a minute, I'm Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Enright.
I'm Steve Ray.
I'm Rob Linton.
And this is Soundbites. And our next caller is George from Greece, New York. Welcome, George. What's your question?
Hey, how you doing?
Peachy, how are you?
Okay, I've got a Dell XP, and I hope you guys don't laugh too much, but I'm running AOL on a dial-up. How's that sound?
No, that's fine.
Okay, here's my situation. A couple days ago, I was running, just scanning the web and that, and all of a sudden, I started getting some messages just stating that the page cannot be displayed, and I couldn't get anything on the web. So what I did, I called AOL, and they told me to try to reinstall AOL, so I took off AOL 7, put on AOL 8.
I love their answers.
Yeah, and I was able to get into the web, and I was, you know, able to get some websites. The only thing I can't do right now is to get into secure sites. I tried to get into my Schwab account, and that was kicking me out, and trying to get into the Norton line update.
Have you tried going in through Internet Explorer?
No, I have not. I tried turning on the Internet Explorer, and it just comes up, the page cannot be displayed.
You have to log into AOL first.
Okay.
And then open any other browser you want
to
use.
Yeah, you can just use...
Right, I do that, and I keep getting the page cannot be displayed.
Well, you might have to change the security settings in Internet Explorer on, you know, what the security might be set real high there, and just change it back to default.
I'm also thinking that might not have loaded the 128-bit.
I have checked it. According to
what version
when I go
of
into,
Internet Explorer?
Yeah, when I go into Internet Explorer, it does state that it's got 128-bit encryption.
What version?
I have. Let's see. I've gotten a disk of IEFT1 that I installed, and I guess there was the patch or something that said, you know, if the page cannot be displayed, try this. Mm-hmm. And still, I can't get any secured sites. The only thing that I've done recently on that is I had Ren Kaza Begone on there to get rid of Kaza, but I don't think that would have anything to do with it.
Yeah.
The other thing you might look at is your cookie settings.
Yeah.
If you're blocking cookies from those secure sites, they won't let you in.
Yeah, they won't let me in. I tried that. You know, I went over and I cleared out the cookies and the temp files and that. Now, as far as the cookies, where would I go to get that?
Well, wait a minute. Hold on. If you cleared out the cookies.
Right.
When you go to your secure sites, are you going to the... do you have them bookmarked to go into them somehow?
No, I just try to, you know, like when I tried to run my Norton live update.
Right.
It kept... It kept kicking me out, say that connecting live update, unable to connect to host. Component updates, please verify that you are connected to the internet or run something else.
All right. Cannot connect to the host is completely different.
Okay.
That, to me, sounds like an AOL problem. Mm-hmm. It sounds like they're not making a correct connection to the system.
Okay.
One thing you can always try, or that the McAfee, or the Norton site was down momentarily.
Right. Now, I tried that, but I tried getting into my Schwab account.
Mm-hmm.
I can open the account, but when I go into participants, it comes back and says it comes up with that page cannot be displayed scenario.
Okay.
let me suggest you try a couple of things.
Okay.
Anytime you can't get to a whole site, a whole website,
right,
try pinging it. If you open up a DOS prompt,
go down to start, run, and type command,
and hit enter, then type ping, P-I-N-G, a space, and the name of the site you're trying to get to, without the HTTP ://
Okay.
So if you're trying to get to AOL.com,
right,
just type AOL.com.
Right.
You don't even need the www, although you can put that in.
In the, you know, when you get into AOL, right?
No, no, no. After you're connected to the net.
Okay.
You open up a DOS prompt and type ping, space, and the name of the place you want to go to, AOL.com,
okay.
Schwab.com.
Right.
That, all that really does is test to see if there's a good connection between you and them.
Right.
If you start seeing asterisks come up instead of a path.
No, that's great.
No, excuse me. In this case, you just get back a thing that says, got there in a quarter of a second, got there in an eighth of a second, whatever that is. You can also run a program called TraceRoute, all one word, R-O-U-T-E, TraceRoute. And that, and again, TraceRoute space in the name, AOL.com or whatever.
That's too many characters for...
DOS, it's TraceRT.
Yeah,
it's TraceRT. I always forget because there's like 40 variations on that. It's TraceRT space and AOL.com or Schwab.com, whatever that is.
Right.
And that will actually show you the path that your packets take on the Internet. And if you start seeing a lot of asterisks there,
right,
it means there's a break in the connection somewhere.
Right. Now, I did notice one thing. If I've got AOL open and I go and open up where that in the control panel under network connection,
right,
usually it has dial-up. It has America Online, and
right,
it's got disconnected listed underneath it. Make any sense?
Yeah, so it says AOL has disconnected.
Yeah, but I'm on AOL, and like I said, I can work through the website, but something's goofed up. I don't know if it's maybe browser or proxy or something.
So it sounds like you're getting kicked off the net.
Yeah.
How weird
what
is that?
What type of account are you logging into with AOL? Your full account or a limited
Yeah, just
account?
The full account. I'm the the administrator on
okay.
it. But
that's one of the features of AOL. Is if you don't log in with full parental access.
Right, I did check the access.
Eliminates.
I've got everything on full.
Yeah, but if you don't, for the other listeners, if you don't log in with parental access, it will not let you get to any website because it can't control the parental controls.
Right.
From unknown websites.
Right.
You know, we don't have an instant answer for this, but I wish we did.
I understand.
But,
That's something that had to be looked at a little further.
Yeah, we'll have to take a look into that, and I'm sorry.
That's okay.
But we will check it out. AOL, the problem is, you see, I'm not an AOL user, so I don't know
what... Yeah,
I
understand. See, the thing is, I've got AOL on two computers. The one downstairs works fine, the one upstairs doesn't. So something just kind of went fluey on this.
On that particular machine.
You might
want
to even try running SFC to see if any of the networking files have been damaged and replace them.
Can't hurt to try that. But we're going to have to take another break. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes with Dave Enright, Steve Ray, Rob Linton, and me, Nick Francesco, on the greatest computer show in this or any other universe, Soundbites on 1180 WHAM.
Is there anyone in business who doesn't want to be more efficient or work with companies that make them more efficient? Of course not. That's why at ICON, we're focused on your document efficiency. We're North America's largest independent distributor of office equipment. From manufacturers like Canon, Ricoh, and HP. ICON's team of professionals helps control printing costs and streamline document workflow. We offer a range of in-house financing options and have 7,000 locally based service technicians, all so you can be more efficient. Visit ICON, that's ikon.com, and download the free IDC executive brief, Minimizing Document Costs, Maximizing Efficiency, and to prove our own efficiency. This was supposed to be a 60-second commercial, but we only needed 45. So relax and enjoy some music. ICON. Document efficiency at work.
If ever a tire clearance event deserved to be called spectacular, this is it. It's your Goodyear Auto Service Center's semi-annual tire clearance sale. We're offering you a great deal on tires this weekend. All tires in every Goodyear store are sale priced. Save big on name brands like Dunlop, Goodyear, and Republic lines of tires. All season tires, light truck, SUV tires, and winter tires are all clearance priced. If you own a car, truck, or SUV, we have a tire for you at a great price. Ask our store managers how you can save an initial $20 to $40 when you put your tire purchase on your Goodyear credit card. Ask our managers how you can get a $50 savings bond on selected lines of Goodyear tires when you put your tire purchase on a Goodyear credit card. Plus, ask about 90 days same as cash. For 4 days and 4 days only, every tire in every Goodyear Auto Service Center is sale priced. All stores open special hours this weekend, including tomorrow from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. and Monday till 10 p.m. So get on over to Goodyear this weekend, because who wants to be slipping and sliding while driving this winter when you can have a new set of Goodyear, Dunlop, or Republic tires at super sale prices? So if you're looking for great tire prices, neighbor brands to choose from, get on down to your local Goodyear Auto Service Center today. Go to Goodyear. Go there and play your tires, not your prices.
Sound Bites, driven by Bob Johnson Chevrolet.
This portion of Sound Bites on News Radio 1180 WHAM is brought to you in part by Envision, delivering the bandwidth to make anything possible. To sign up for Envision Internet Service, call 262-2485.
I tell my parents, like, just go to, like, bowling with them as, like, friends and stuff.
No, that's dating. Do you know your chances of getting date rape, pregnant, sexually transmitted disease, or a lot of painful bad memories are now zero? Did your parents have some backbone?
Dr. Laura, weekdays 9 to 11 on WHAM.
The boys and girls.
Welcome back to America's longest-running computer show, Soundbites, on News Radio 1180 WHAM. Get online now. Call 222-1180. The Choice 1 toll-free line at 1-800-295-1180 or star 1180. A free call for Verizon Wireless subscribers. Once again, here's Nick Francesco, Dave Enright, and Steve Ray on News Radio 1180 WHAM.
Holy cow, we're back. I'm Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Enright.
I'm Steve Ray.
And I'm Rob Linton.
And this is Sound Bites.
Sure?
Before we, yes.
Pretty sure.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. Before we get back to the phones and all that stuff, we have a couple of things to talk about. First is our trivia. I completely forgot about the trivia. Every week, we give away a fabulous prize. This week's fabulous prize is a copy of...
Here he goes, folks.
Stopzilla, the pop-up killer. Stopzilla.
You love doing that, don't you?
I love doing that. Stopzilla at stopzilla.com is one of the premier pop-up stoppers. It works inside of Internet Explorer and prevents all those nasty, annoying, stinking, low-down, rotten pop-ups.
How do you really feel? Wow!
Yeah, baby. So, yes, you can get your very own copy of Stopzilla. He's good.
Yeah.
At Stops, you can get your very own copy of Stopzilla. That's Stopzilla, the pop-up killer. And then you can install it, and there's a little registration number on the back. You go to the website and register, and they'll give you the permanent registration number. And it's a free, free, as in 100% no-pay copy of Stopzilla, the pop-up killer. Except in order to get it, you have to answer the following trivia question and then come and pick up your copy of Stopzilla, the pop-up killer, between 9 and 5, Monday through Friday, at the fabulous Wham! Studios high atop Midtown Tower. Midtown Plaza, actually, we're in the Euclid building. And the question this week is, back in the mid to late 80s, what was the litmus test for true IBM PC compatibility? Remember, in those days, there were lots of clones. And the question is, how did they prove they were 100% IBM PC compatible? Yes, ladies and gentlemen, write down your answers in the form of a question and let us know what you've bet in your amount. So that's the question. That's our trivia question for the day. And now we're going to talk about our poll. Every week we have a poll. Last week's was about pop-ups. And the question was, how many pop-ups do you get in an average day? We got 377 votes, which puts it at number 11 on the all-time hit list. Thank you all so very much. 377 of you voted, and actually the number one was fewer than 10 in a day. But that's, you know, that's a lot, followed by 10 to 25, 25 to 50, 50 to 75, over 100 of you. I'm so sorry for each and every one of you. And then 75 to 100. So clearly pop-ups are a problem.
So you're very lucky in that you could win your own copy of Stopzilla, the pop-up killer. It is a great product. Mm-hmm. I love saying Stopzilla, the pop-up killer, but it's a great product. It really is. And today's poll is a little bit about internet taxes. Do you think states should be able to Don't try that at home. I'm a semi-professional. Do you think states should be able to collect taxes on internet purchases? And the choices are very simple: yes and no.
What about maybe?
Yes or no. No. Yeah, no. You have to make a choice. Make a stand. Stand up. Be counted. So far, we have 96
no gray area,
votes
huh?
in. No gray area here. 96 votes in so far. So far, 82% of you say no.
Ignoring for the fact that you're legally obligated to pay them anyway.
Well, and somebody brought that up in the opinion poll, in the opinion section. Once you have entered your vote, you may go over to my website, asknick.com.
That's
asknick.com. And you can leave your opinion so far. We have, 14 opinions online, and somebody actually did say that if you're not paying internet taxes on internet purchases, you're in violation of New York state law, and which is as bad as downloading copyrighted stuff you're not paying for.
Oh, here's some new ironies.
New ironies.
The RIAA has sued Kazaa for allowing copyright infringement. Kazaa has sued back.
Yeah.
The RIAA, because the RIAA attorneys used Kazaa Lite to show how they could get background information on people.
Right.
Well, that's in violation of the terms of service
for
Kazaa. It says in their terms of their user license agreement that you are not allowed to use Kazaa to look up people.
Nice. Very nice. Good luck. Good luck to you, folks. I still say we should start a website. Look, when you buy a CD, what is it, about 18 cents a song goes to the actual artist?
Yeah.
The rest of it goes to the music publishers and the RIAA itself. And the RIAA has been saying all along, the whole deal behind this is you're taking money away from the artist. So I want to start a website that lets you pay the artist directly their 18 cents a song.
Up it.
Make it 20, make it a quarter a song.
Yeah.
A lot of it is also the distribution and publicity. Thank you, Dave.
There is no distribution if we all download it.
That's true. And it's sort of an interesting unknown fact is that for years bands have never made money on the albums.
No, they don't.
They make money on the tour.
Right. The record company makes money on the album. The band makes some money on the tours.
Yeah.
That's why they tour. Anybody who just makes records is
$100 a ticket these days.
Yeah, and that's why, too.
Yeah.
All right, we're going to go back to the phones. Hopefully somebody will get that incredibly hard trivia question. Brian from Fairport. Welcome, Brian. What's your question?
Hey, guys, a couple quick ones. First off, I don't use Outlook, and all of a sudden I'm getting a bunch of junk mails. I never got them before. Saying I should increase the size of something. And they're all from different users, so I can't block them with a filter.
Right.
Why am I getting them all of a sudden, though?
Various websites that you've visited.
You just got lucky.
I mean, I haven't had for years.
Yeah, but you just got lucky. Mm-hmm. Somewhere along the line, your email address went somewhere and got on a list. And then once it's on one list, on all the lists.
Yeah, great. Okay, next question.
And you can try blocking it by the subject line rather than the sender.
Yeah, I tried that.
Right, a lot of them have PEN1S or R0D.
Right, right.
I like the ones that start using the full medical drug name.
Sinfandel,
Citrate, or something.
You're supposed to know that. What email program are you running?
Opera.
And you're using Opera email?
Yeah.
And no, Opera had an email program. How interesting.
Oh, sure.
Okay.
It blocks the pop-ups, too.
Yes, it does, but it does that in the browser section. I didn't realize that.
Well, I run my email through Opera, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but what programs did it actually use? Internet Explorer?
Yahoo? Mail? Hotmail?
Well, I'm through Roadrunner, but I'm using Opera program.
Okay, good. Yeah. Well, at any rate, there are a bunch of programs that you can use that will block spam as well. McAfee has one.
Any shareware ones?
Freeware? That's a lovely question. I wish I had a good answer for you.
I like Netscape.
Yes, but if you want to continue using the program that you're currently using,
There are a number of them, and you know what you want to do? Go to my website, asknick.com.
Okay.
That's asknick.com.
Okay.
On the left, you'll see a menu, and on that menu is Our News. I know I'm advertising a competitor, but on the Our News page, I have a list of spam filters. Okay. McAfee Spam Killer, Spam Cop, Mail Washer, Mail Shield, Spam Bully. I don't honestly know which, if any of these are free, but take a look through that list and maybe you'll find a good one.
Okay, next, real quick, is all of a sudden I can't take screenshots in Media Player. It'll paste and show Media Player's border, but the whole screen is black. The only thing new I did, even though I don't really use Internet Explorer, I did update it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. They took away the ability to take screenshots. You want to take screenshots of movies and stuff.
Yeah.
They took that away from you.
Okay, well, I got an easy solution for that. My hard drive's partitioned, so I'll just reload 98 on C drive.
Well, I got an even easier one for you. Twins-software.com. Download the Twin Media Player. It's freeware, and it does all the... I don't know that it does Media Player files, but it does MPEGs and stuff like that.
Well, is it Twins-...
Twins-software, twinsoftware.com, with a dash between twins and software.
Okay, and it was one more comment. I called him a couple months ago and won movie tickets, and my car was broke, and he said call back when it was better. I don't know if he still had them or not, but I'd inquire. He told me to call back when
You'll have to call. Hold on, and we'll talk to you. We have to take, don't hang up.
Okay.
We have to take a quick break. Back in just a couple of minutes with Dave Enright, Steve Ray, Rob Linton, and Mina Francesco on Soundbites on 1180 WHAM.
What's 1 year old and guaranteed not to be a lemon? One of these will save you thousands of dollars in upfront costs. It's no secret, they're low-mileage program vehicles from McLeod Chevrolet. Word of mouth sells McLeod, and with their new car costs and depreciation behind them, these cars say a mouthful, and you get the balance of their General Motors warranty. They're the newest used vehicles you can get. They're pristine prior rental cars and trucks, premium names, with only about 18,000 miles on them. All are personally selected by us at GM Factory Sales. They have all the luxury extras, yet you save as much as $10,000 on their cost when new. They're the newest used vehicles you can get. McLeod Chevrolet has a broad selection of these pristine cars and trucks. Word of mouth sells McLeod, and these cars say a mouthful. See your choice at McLeod Chevrolet, Route 31, just a hop, skip, and a jump past Lollipop Farm.
For every moment of your life, there's Stickley Furniture. Stickley has been adding timeless style and comfort to Rochester area homes for more than 100 years. Visit the Stickley Audi and Company showroom at Eastview Mall during the annual summer sale and save on the many handcrafted collections of Stickley Furniture, including the legendary Mission, the modern Metropolitan, and the historic Williamsburg Reserve. In addition, save on other famous names such as Henrodon, Hickory Chair, Baker, and John Widdicombe. And consider Stickley Audi and Company your first source for the finest fabric and leather upholstery, choice lamps and accessories, premium bedding, and exquisite oriental rugs. Outstanding furniture is only the beginning. Their complimentary interior design service includes house calls, floor plans, and expert advice. For a distinctive difference in quality, styling, and value, come to the Stickley Audi & Company showroom for special summer savings. Stickley Audi & Company, open 7 days a week at Eastview Mall in Victor.
A career in radio or TV? It's not just for DJs and news anchors. You'll find many other rewarding job opportunities in broadcasting,
public affairs and public relations,
advertising sales,
promotions.
The New York State Broadcasters Association with Rochester area radio and television stations want to invite you to a free career expo.
Commercial production,
engineering, accounting.
It's your chance to discuss career opportunities with every local radio station and TV station in one place.
Human resources,
traffic.
The event takes place this Wednesday, October 8th from 4 p.m. until 7 p.m. at the Marketplace Mall. Don't miss this chance to learn about exciting and rewarding careers in radio and television.
Entry-level positions, management positions.
The Career Expo is free Wednesday, October 8th from 4 p.m. until 7 p.m. at Marketplace Mall. A career in radio or TV is not just for DJs and news anchors. Find out for yourself at the New York State Broadcasters Recruitment Fair Wednesday, October 8th at Marketplace Mall. A message from the New York State Broadcasters Association.
Call Bedlam Residential today and ask about our free Lennox air conditioner and Energy Star thermostat offer.
Call 271-4328. 271-4328.
America's longest-running computer radio show. It's brought to you by the Alleman K Learning Center, MicroWorks Direct Computers, Roadrunner Business Class, and Green Shield Computer Services. This is Sound Bites on News Radio 1180 WHAM. From PCs to Macs, these guys can help with any computer question you may have. So call the boys now at 222-1180, the Choice One toll-free line at 1-800-295-1180, or star 1180, a free call for Verizon Wireless subscribers. Now, once again, here's Nick Francesco.
Welcome back. I'm Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Enright.
I'm Steve Ray.
I'm Rob Linson.
And before we get back to the phones, we have something kind of interesting to talk about. On Wednesday, the 24th of this week, 24th of this month, on Wednesday of this week, there was a panel from the CCIA, the Computer and Communications Industry Association, which was headed by Dan Greer, the Chief Technology Officer of At Stake, a security consulting firm. They had a panel about security, and these people blasted Microsoft for vulnerabilities in their software.
The lack of it.
The lack of security and the plethora of vulnerabilities, and warned that reliance on Microsoft-based developer software is a danger to both enterprises and national security. And I quote, "Microsoft's attempts to tightly integrate myriad applications with its operating system have significantly contributed to excessive complexity and vulnerability. This deterioration of security compounds, when nearly all computers rely on a single operating system, subject to the same vulnerabilities of the world over. The problem is that of monoculture. As long as all computers are running the same OS, they're all vulnerable." In response, Microsoft said, "There's nothing inherently wrong with having a prime vendor of operating system and other software, but being the leader, we have the responsibility of providing as secure an environment as possible. We always consider security to be our absolute top priority." The panel used several agriculture analogies of the danger of relying on a single crop.
Is Gates going into politics?
From attacks of boll weevils on cotton to the Irish potato famine, the authors stressed that reliance on Microsoft dooms IT to a continued plague of vulnerabilities. We need operating system diversity. If there's one thing to take away from it, this report, it's that a single attack can take out all of the computers running a single operating system. What do we think about this?
You know, I mean, one, he got nailed right from the get-go when, what was it, back a while ago, you went in front of the judge and said, "Oh, no, it's an integral part of it, and you can't, you know, this operating system won't run without it." But yet the judge's son went home and uninstalled Internet Explorer and put Netscape on.
Yeah, back during the Monopoly trial.
Yeah, and got him out of that. But, I mean, to try to do all things for the whole world, I mean, I think he's biting off a little more than he can chew. Just getting the operating system up and running and not seeing those blue screens now with XP has been a great plus. But, you know, with that, now all of a sudden we've inherited all these security patches. But you can't go a week without at least 1 to 2 security patches. You know, if you got your machine on all the time, it wants to install those patches and reboot. Like I say, you see at least 2 to 3 a week, minimum.
Yeah, we talked a little bit about this in the chat last night, is that computers were originally intended for sharing information. They were designed to be able to do that. And most of the time it was the people actually writing the code to make the Internet work that were using the machines to begin with. So, mm-hmm. You know, they didn't have any interest in messing up the codes.
Well, hell, back in the 80s, remember the PC wasn't going anywhere. Right. It was just a fad, just like the CB radio.
Yeah, uh-huh. And it's when the general public got involved in the Internet that we came out with all the, the virus problems and the Trojan horses, and now more and more people want to do more and more, you know, things. Companies have to differentiate themselves. So we keep trying to cram more and more stuff into the computers. You know, the early Apples, the early IBM, and the clones rarely crashed.
Right.
And because they didn't try to do 1,000 things at once.
Yeah, I mean, basically, you just had the operating system, you booted it up.
Yeah.
And then you loaded your Lotus or your Word Star.
Yeah, especially in a command line given program, It sits there and waits for you to type something.
Right.
There's not a thousand little programs running in the background behind
right.
you.
But now let's talk about this. On Tuesday, the State Department's electronic system for checking every visa applicant for terrorist or criminal history failed because of a computer virus. It ran on a they're running on Windows systems.
That's why
and they
more
found
and more
a virus in the system, and it took it down. So, and I think that just points up, that was Tuesday, it was the Welchia virus. Welchia.
Mm-hmm.
And it just brings up what happened on Wednesday.
All right, but to play devil's advocate, so we turn around, we go to Unix. What's to say that the hackers, and you know darn well they're going to do it, would turn around and now try to find all the security holes and loopholes in Unix or even exploit the Mac more?
Well, isn't that the point? I mean, the idea is, yes, Microsoft is very vulnerable. They do a lot of things that make them vulnerable. But part of what makes them vulnerable is they're such a huge target.
Yes.
If somebody else were number one, everybody would be targeting them.
We'd be talking about them.
If exactly. Unix,
or, like they say, if the Mac had become more popular than the PC.
Right. Well, but the question is not, they're not saying that it's that Microsoft is bad or evil. They're just saying that in any environment, you should be diverse in order to have more than one operating system. So if something goes down, everything else is running.
Right. And it's you know, more of a matter of the security holes they're finding shouldn't have existed in the first place, is one of their points, is that
right.
because they are, you know, the monopoly and because they are the widest installed base, they should do better.
Well, the other thing I have always said is just like they do it with somebody breaking into your house, they sit there and hire these professional thieves to teach other law enforcement and other folks how to discourage thieves from breaking into
right.
your house.
Yeah, but they don't have to because they're all doing it for free for Microsoft.
But what I'm saying, though, is if Microsoft would turn around and hire some of these hackers to say, all right, here's our system. You're going to get paid 40 hours a week, and we just want you to sit there and break into our system and find out where we can better plug it.
Interesting point.
A lot of the points are also that these are holes that no one ever thought about, and that's why it's a
right.
hole.
Right.
Now, going back, you know, one of the easy ones is the ping of death. The ping command was designed to see if the other computer is there or not.
Right.
You know, whoever would have thought you're going to send a ping packet so large that it crashes the computer?
Right.
That wasn't the point in the first place, so no one thought to protect
right.
against it.
In the early days, everybody was nice to everybody else, and it all worked. It's just the jerks that are out there now that are ruining
no
it for lies. Everybody, and they're ruining it bigger for Microsoft because Microsoft is a bigger company, and mm-hmm. and so that makes sense. But the point they're making is that people should diversify. And so if you're running a medium or a large size company and you have only one operating system, no matter what it is, you're much more vulnerable than the companies that have a diverse set of systems and a homogenous environment.
Yep.
We're going to take a quick break. Back in just a couple of minutes, and your phone calls on Soundbites on 1180 WHAM.
Doan Chevrolet Oldsmobile delivers incredible rates available on every brand new 2004 Oldsmobile in stock, including up to $2,000 on Alero, up to $1,500 on Silhouette, and up to $2,000 on Bravada. Or choose 0% financing, and only Oldsmobile comes with more, a 5-year, 60,000-mile GM protection plan, or choose additional cash on our entire line. Doan Chevrolet Oldsmobile has a great selection of 2003 Oldsmobiles, with 2004 models arriving daily. Only Doan Chevrolet Oldsmobile offers GM Mark of Excellence service Monday through Friday from 6 a.m. until midnight. We're here to serve you. Doan Chevrolet Oldsmobile, 5035 West Ridge Road, just 5 minutes west of the mall at Grease Ridge Center. Are you in the market? Get in an Oldsmobile. Length of contract is limited. GM Protection Plan offer ends 10-103. See DoanDelivers.com for details. Backed by GM.
On Sunday's Best. First, a rookie cop must survive the streets of L.A.
It's my first day on the job. I don't want to shoot anybody.
And his training officer.
If you die, it is my fault.
A new series, 10-8, Officers on Duty. Then Agent Sidney Bristow's been missing for 2 years.
What happened to me?
Somebody better have answers. Alias. And James Spader joins the most risk-taking show on television.
They don't like me.
The Practice. The most anticipated premieres of the season are on ABC tomorrow, starting at 8, 7 Central.
Hey Rochester, Doug Miller here from the Rhinos. The soccer season's over and my wife Carrie and I are busier than ever. So it's important for us to stay in touch. Thanks to our friends at Steel Communication and our Nextel phones, it's easy. With Nextel, we have great cellular service and the walkie-talkie feature, which is also a great option for quick conversations. For example, just the other day I was in Philadelphia and my plane got canceled. I direct connected my wife and told her not to pick me up at the airport. It was just that easy. Nextel is awesome. So stop by either Steel Communication location. Right now they've got a really great offer on the table. 400 cellular minutes, unlimited direct connect minutes, unlimited nights and weekends, unlimited nationwide direct connect, and long distance, all for less than $50 a month. But this offer is only good until September 30th. Now, here comes the good part. If you mention that you heard this ad, the folks at Steel Communication will give you a $40 phone for free. This is a really great offer. If you're looking for a phone, check out Nextel and Steel Communication. Ridge Road West, next to Boston Market, and on Ridge Road in Webster, across from the Town Hall.
Just about every day now, people are asking me how they can help improve their vision and their child's vision safely and effectively and without the risk of expensive laser surgery. I'm Dr. Henry Ettinger, and I've been recommending the See Clearly method for 2 years now, and I'm here to tell you, it works. It wasn't long ago that I was beginning to need glasses myself, but using the See Clearly method has kept me out of glasses. The standard approach to vision care has been to buy stronger and stronger glasses as our vision gets worse. However, glasses just treat the symptoms and don't fix the problem. The See Clearly method is a natural program designed by optometrists who say the program may help you and your children start improving your vision at home safely and effectively. In just minutes a day, you may be seeing clearer, sharper, and better than you ever thought possible. I know. It works for me, and it works for my patients. Call 1-800-639-2020 for your free video on the See Clearly method. That's 1-800-639-2020. 1-800-639-2020.
Soundbites with Nick, Dave, and Steve is here every Saturday from 12:20 till 2 to answer any and all computer and computer-related questions. Now, back to Nick Francesco on News Radio 1180 WHAM.
Hi there. Not only do you get me, Nick Francesco, but you also get...
Dave Enright.
Steve Ray.
Rob Linton.
Unbelievable. Four for the price of, well, none, really, because it's not like you're paying for this. Well, you bought a radio. You had to buy, or somebody you know bought a radio. Or you're standing in a store listening.
And they support our sponsors.
And they support our sponsors. God bless you. And God bless you for supporting every one of our magnificent, not to say essential, sponsors. Our next caller, Bob from Henrietta, New York. Welcome, Bob. What's your question?
Hey, guys. I'm running Windows 98, and every now and then I like to delete my temp files and cookies and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
In my temp folder, not the temporary internet folder, but the temp file folder, I should say,
mm-hmm.
there's a file there that I can't delete. I get an error that says access denied.
Web pool?
I'm sorry, what?
Does it say web pool?
No.
What's the name of the file?
It says ZLT03043. It looks like a media file, maybe.
Hmm. Have you tried doing it at a DOS prompt?
No, I've tried renaming it.
What you want to do, because if you boot up and you hit the FA key, one of the options you'll see is command prompt. You select that,
yep.
It'll take you to C prompt. If you type CD space Windows / temp and hit enter, you will now be in the temp directory. You can then type DEL space *.* and hit enter. It will delete any files in that temporary directory for you.
Okay, I'll try that.
Well, you might first, though, want to try turning off Zone Alarm. Because Zone Alarm puts out some files, and I don't remember the name, but I know they start with a Z.
But yeah,
do you run Zone Alarm?
Yes, I do.
There, then that's
try
a temporary
that.
File.
Disable Zone Alarm.
It's only going to recreate it.
It's just going to recreate it, but
it
at least
it.
You'll know if that's where it came from.
I just want to make sure it wasn't like a spyware cookie.
No.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Try that. Disable Zone Alarm.
Okay.
Do it again. See if it goes away, and then you'll know.
Okay, one other quick question. How do you find out who runs an internet site?
There is a Whois database, and now you're going to make me go and find it, aren't you?
Most of the registration companies, you can just start at the internet. Is one of the big ones.
Right.
INTERNIC.
.net.
.net.
Okay. Well, they moved to I see. I typed internic.net, and it says they moved to www.internic.net. Duh. Mm-hmm.
Okay, what you do is you go to www.internet, the Internet Network Information Center, so it's I-N-T-E-R-N-I-C,
okay.
.net, because it's a network thing. And then there is a who is, the registry who is, and you go there and you simply type in some organization's name.
Our web address.
Well, but not the whole web address. You really just want the last two parts, like
yeah.
soundbites.org or asknick.com or you know fred.edu or whatever it is. And then that will give you down near the bottom all the information about who owns that domain.
Excellent. Thank you very much, guys.
Sure.
Bye-bye.
Have fun. You're not going to try to steal one of mine, are you? Because otherwise I don't want to tell you.
Okay. Oh, boy.
Our next caller, Scott from Fairport, New York. Welcome, Scott. What's your question?
I got a question for you about some hardware. I'm just to preface the question that I have. I'm an above-average user. I have my A-plus certification, and I built a bunch of computers from components, you know, for family and friends and myself.
Yep.
Thought I'd help out my father-in-law. He was running a P2-300.
Okay, go ahead. I'm telling you right now, that's your first mistake.
Yeah.
Okay.
Not to help anyone out?
No
in-laws.
Good deed goes unpunished.
Well, anyways, I got all the components in, working fine, no problem. Two or three days go by, it starts to shut down. No blue screen of death, no error message, nothing. Just shuts off like you hit the button.
Have you tried swapping out power supplies?
It's a brand new power supply I just got.
Yeah, that doesn't matter.
No?
Yeah, there's a huge infant mortality rate.
Okay.
Particularly on less expensive components.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing is you might want to check whether or not they have good power in that place.
Okay.
If you've got a UPS, and unfortunately there are two types of UPSs.
Okay.
There's the kind that sits and waits until the power goes out and then switches to battery power.
Okay.
That's a bad kind.
Sure.
The good kind is the one that constantly runs the system off the battery.
Okay.
And then constantly recharges the battery from the power grid.
Okay.
That's the kind you want because okay. that conditions the power to the PC.
Okay.
Which means that any brownouts, blackouts, surges, anything.
And surges are actually a very minor occurrence.
The brownouts are the big ones.
Yeah. Okay.
And those all get absorbed by the battery. Can take as many of those as you want to give it. It doesn't care. And so that's what you really want to do. So if you stick a UPS on that machine and it stops happening,
mm-hmm.
the problem is the power in his house.
Okay.
If it continues to happen, replace the power supply.
Now, let me ask you this. Would that have happened on a previous computer? Should
maybe,
it have?
Maybe
if it
not.
Was the power? Yeah. Okay.
Depends.
If he had a previous computer, then maybe I'd start with the power supply.
Yeah.
It also may be that you put in a slightly underrated power supply.
Yeah. I mean, I did. I will be honest, I skimped on the power supply.
No, see, bad.
Yeah?
Bad. No, there are two places you should never skimp, the monitor
mm-hmm.
and the power supply.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okey-doke.
All right, thank you very much.
There you go.
Keeps peace in the family, too.
I want to go back to the last call for a second.
There's nothing quite like getting a caller that you can yell at. No, you did bad. And he goes, okay. Okay. Okay, go ahead.
The internet is sort of the central registration point for defining websites and web addresses, basically. But not everyone uses them anymore. That was one of the deregulation and decentralization aspects. So if you do this whois lookup on an address, it may just tell you where that address is registered with. Then you go to that site and do a whois lookup. And it will tell you who owns that site.
Right. So you're right. You may need several levels there, Bob. But the point is, it's a place to start.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And there's at least if there's a problem with the site, there's always a technical contact.
Right.
Listed. So that's exactly.
And I noticed the area code is wrong on your listing.
Oh yeah, they don't change them.
They
never change them.
Yep. No matter how
it's
many times
wrong
you
address.
Ask.
I don't use nickf.com so much anymore.
Yep.
No.
Fine, whatever they want, fine. Our next caller is Paul from Dansville, New York. Welcome, Paul. What's your question?
Hello, how are you today?
Peachy, how are you?
Great, and I hope I'll be greater after you help me out.
Well, you never know. No promises there. What's up?
I got a couple questions. One in particular, I have an HP Pavilion 7955 as a CD writer that over a period of time has very gradually stopped recognizing when you put in to write a CD, or people say it doesn't recognize it, and, you know, put in another one.
Mm-hmm.
The other day, it just simply quit and doesn't do anything. What did I do to it?
It just died.
You used it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, they're becoming, believe it or not, they're becoming a very disposable commodity because CD-ROM drives have dropped, the burners especially have dropped drastically in price because now with DVD burners coming out where you can do 4.5 gig onto a CD versus, you know, just the plain CDs, plus the CD material has gotten awful cheap also.
Right.
Yeah, we've got customers that have been using CDRW for backup, and we're moving them away from it.
To DVD?
Actually, to hard drive, external hard drives.
Yeah.
The drives just burn out. You know, they last 6 or 8 months of backing up every night, and then the drive burns out. And fortunately, you know, it's replaced under warranty, but it's a pain to have to do that every 6 or 8 months.
Yes, yes.
You know, this one doesn't have that kind of usage to it. So,
well, even so, if you've been using it for a while, a couple years,
yeah,
optical eye goes in it.
Yeah, the laser dies basically.
Okay.
Sometimes, if you're lucky, you can use a lens cleaning kit and clean the lens off, and that will revitalize it
for a little while.
For a little while, yeah.
But you're only buying
time. But your best bet is to stick a new one in.
Would it be worth trying to upgrade to a DVD writer or just put in a CD writer?
What machine do you have?
Pavilion 795.
Yeah, but what is it? A Pentium 2?
Yes.
Nah. Wait until you get
your
new machine.
How fast is your machine?
Pardon me?
How fast?
It's 1.8 gigahertz.
Pentium 2?
Well, it can't be a Pentium 2, then.
No, it can't be a Pentium 2.
It's a 1.8 gigahertz machine.
It's got to be Pentium 3.
That'll be fine. You could put in a DVD writer.
I thought he was talking Pentium when he said Pentium.
1.8 gigahertz.
Four.
I think that's Pentium 4.
The trick there is there's 5 or 6 different competing DVD standards. If you want to write a DVD video to watch on a television, you have to use DVD minus R.
Okay. Yamaha has an all-in-one. It
Pioneer has
plus,
a new one too.
Yeah,
does
plus
and
minus R.
And DVD RAM and
yep. DVD.
Yeah.
So your best bet right now is to buy one of the all-in-ones because there's 100 different standards.
Okay.
We have to take a quick break. Back in just a couple of minutes with Dave Enright, Steve Ray, Rob Linton, all of you, and me, Nick Francesco, on Soundbites on 1180 WHAM.
Dom, I came to a realization last week.
Yeah, what's that?
That no one's going to come to Genesee Valley Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Avon to buy a car when the local forecast calls for a hurricane.
I agree. We need to make up for lost time. At Genesee Valley Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Avon, not only is it the last of the month, but we got a week's worth of sales to make up for.
Well, listen, you know how good the deals are. Right now at Genesee Valley Chrysler Dodge Jeep, we've got 0% financing on most vehicles to qualified buyers, a kickin' Jeep program, and huge incentives on remaining 2003s. Combine that with no-nonsense deals and non-commissioned salespeople, we could have a big sale.
What do we call it?
How about a thank goodness the hurricane missed us, but now we need to move some of this inventory because all we did was sit around looking at each other for a week rather than selling car sale.
Mike, I like it.
Don't wait. See Genesee Valley for fantastic savings now. The financing's low, the rebates are high, and we're motivated to make up for lost business. Genesee Valley Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Avalon. Right off exit 10 by 390. Call 226-6000.
Look out! Here comes Rochester's first Pumpkin Chunkin', benefiting the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children. Be the first on your block to catapult a pumpkin and hit the target over 100 yards away. There are great prizes and hours of fun, and best of all, the proceeds go to benefit the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children. So enter the Pumpkin Chunkin' at Grossman's Country Nursery, Route 250, 1.25 miles north of Route 441 in Penfield, and help launch some pumpkins for a great cause.
Sound Bites, driven by Bob Johnson Chevrolet.
Home. When you were a kid, it was the last place you wanted to be. Some of us even packed our bags weekly to run away. Now all you really want to do is run home after a long day at work, especially when you've brought the rich, distinctive taste of Starbucks coffee home from your grocery store. So brew yourself a cup of one of Starbucks' deeply satisfying coffees and sit back knowing how good life can be. Once you've stopped running, Starbucks coffee at your grocery store.
You save every day thanks to Wilson Farms in Sugar Creek.
This week, save a dollar when you pick up a half gallon of delicious Country Goodness ice cream. Only $1.99. Wilson Farms and Sugar Creek. Your Price Right neighborhood food stores.
This portion of Sound Bites on News Radio 1180 WHAM is brought to you in part by Envision, delivering the bandwidth to make anything possible. To sign up for Envision Internet Service, call 262-2485.
Test drive a Peeler Subaru, and you'll have a chance to win a brand new Subaru valued up to $20,000 in the Peeler Roll and Win Contest. Stop by Peeler Subaru today, Lakehead Ridge, opposite Kodak Park. See dealership for contest rules.
These guys know computers. They may not know anything else, but they know computers. They're Nick Francesco, Dave Enright, and Steve Ray. And this is Sound Bites on News Radio 1180 WHAM.
Welcome back. I'm Nick Francesco.
Dave Enright.
Steve Ray.
Rob Linton.
Nobody's taken a shot at the trivia yet. And the trivia question is, back in the mid to late 80s, what was the litmus test for true IBM PC compatibility? Our next caller is Dave from Greece. Welcome, Dave. What's your question?
Hey, Nick, I appreciate you helping me out here.
Sure.
Tried to keep the machine tied down as tight as possible, probably more paranoid than most. But I don't know if I fell victim to social engineering with that MS update.
Uh-oh. Talk to me.
Well,
you got an email that said there's an update.
Yeah, actually, it came via my wife's Hotmail account.
Oh, yeah.
That's even worse.
And it said, click here and you'll get yes.
Yes.
We don't even need to go any further. The answer is yes.
Okay.
Microsoft never sends out stuff unless you sign up for a service, and then it specifically comes from that service, and it's signed with their security stuff. So, no, you got banged.
Well, I run Norton, and I got on their site and found out that this, I guess, goes by the name Swen.
Yep.
And I ran their fixed Swen, and it didn't find it on my machine.
Oh.
But the only behavior that seemed to start at that time, in my NT Explorer, this is a Win98 second edition.
Yeah.
My NT Explorer shows up as a restricted site. And I have no way of knowing how to fix that.
Let me suggest you start with Stinger.
Okay.
Download Stinger.
I've run that.
Where?
The newest version?
Let me check to see the...
Well, the point is, if you didn't download it in the last, like, week...
Okay.
No, you don't have the newest version.
Okay.
Download the newest version and run it. Once you've done that, download AdAware and or SpyBot.
I've got all those.
And run them.
Okay.
Did you update AdAware?
I'm sorry?
Did you update AdAware?
Yes.
And you updated SpyBot?
Again, this was last week when I tried cleaning everything out. I think I did find, was it an RB32 or something like that?
Mm-hmm. But now, what your Windows Explorer program comes up as restricted?
No, yeah, the NT, or the Windows Explorer, not IE.
Right.
I get the little restricted site down in the lower right-hand corner.
But you can do everything.
Yeah.
Yeah. What that means is the system, at one of your updates, one of your real updates, theoretically, has set that to be a restricted site. Oh, I see what you're talking about. Has set that to be a restricted site. Your local system is now a restricted site. You should be able to fix that by going into the... Oh, man, 98.
Internet properties. 98.
You got to go into the internet properties, and do you get that through the control panel?
Control panel, or right-click on the IE icon on the desktop.
Right. And that'll bring that up, and then you can go into content. Content.
Properties.
You want to go into
I got properties here. I got it right in front of me.
Right, and then go into security.
Okay.
And you can set... internet and local intranet and trusted sites and blah, 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 and decide how they're, you know, wide open or whatever they all are.
Correct. Now, how do I get my Explorer to be in a different site other than restricted?
Well, right now, if you click on restricted sites,
yes.
You should see, you should then be able to click on sites,
yes.
The little sites button, and it's, you should have your local machine listed there.
There's nothing showing.
There's nothing showing.
Change it to default.
Yeah, change it back to change it all back to default. See what happens.
Is that default level there?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean,
it indicates that there are no sites in this zone.
Well, that's okay, but that's where now. That's a good question because that's where it is. This is very interesting.
Mm-hmm. You're running IE6?
Yes.
With the Service Pack 2.
Service Pack 1.
Yeah. Okay.
6.0.
And you did all the Microsoft updates for Windows 98 SE?
All the critical ones, yeah.
How about some of the other patches, like for the hard drive and the shutdown number?
I'm absolutely sure I've always done the critical updates. The other ones, it was a hit and miss. If I felt they applied, I hope.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I'll tell you what, Dave. We don't have an answer.
Okay.
But we'll look up. We'll look into this.
Yeah.
I'm seeing different different people reporting the same problem. There was one suggestion to run the repair IE Internet Explorer because it's not really Internet Explorer, but it embeds itself into Windows
it's
so
all,
much.
It's all one set of programs nowadays, yeah. So it doesn't matter. Yeah, you might try repairing IE. That might work.
How do I execute that program
in the add remove control panel?
Oh, okay.
When you go to remove it, it'll say, "Do you really want to remove it, or do you want to repair it?"
Okay.
I can try that.
But that's the place I'd start. Let us know, and we'll look this up a little more.
I appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
Thanks, guys.
Well, okay, that's twice we've been stumped this week so far. Alan from Rochester, you gonna take a shot at the trivia?
No, I wouldn't even wouldn't know where to start.
Okay.
Anyway, my question is, how do I get Word 6.0 to recognize a higher-level program?
You don't.
To recognize a document from a higher-level program.
Can't.
You don't. You ask that other person to down-save it into your format.
Yeah.
Or you buy a new version.
The higher-level has to export it.
Okay, can I reconvert from the higher-level back to the lower-level?
Yes.
You can't. They can.
Well, I don't understand what you mean by that.
Well, you can't, unless you've got the higher level program. For example, you're talking Word 7.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, or Word
2000
90.
Or whatever they're calling it this week.
They do a save as.
You do a save as and save it under the version 6.
Okay.
Or they can save it as an RTF file.
Rich
text format. And that is readable by every word processor on Earth.
Okay, so if I go onto a computer that has the version that recognizes the document that I'm, you know, that I'm trying to open,
right,
and it opens it up, and then I save it as Word 6.0 or RTF.
Right. Yeah, exactly. You're on your way.
Okay, that's all I wanted to know.
That's
Thanks
all you get.
Very much.
Thank you very much.
Bye bye.
Let me just take a moment to say that for those of you who want to share files with other people, it is much politer to share them as RTF documents than as Word documents. RTF documents, much harder to put any sort of virus into or any macros.
And just the version numbering problems. If you're using Word 2000 and someone else has Word 4, they're not going to be able to read your file.
Or if somebody else is using a non-Windows.
Star Office. And save it as a PDF.
You can automatically save it as a PDF. And the new versions of both OpenOffice and Star Office, in your presentation program, you can save it as a flash file. So for your PowerPoint presentations, it's very cool. But if you're I personally only save in RTF nowadays. I don't even use doc files anymore, which means I can now share files with everybody on Earth, and they have a much, much, much lower chance of getting a virus. And in point of fact, a lot of places now are blocking documents from coming down to your system because so many viruses attach themselves to documents. So if you send them as RTFs, very few places block those. Our next caller, Jim from Rochester. Welcome, Jim. What's your question?
How you doing, guys? Thanks
Good.
For taking my
you?
Call.
Thank you.
I still have a problem. Are you familiar with Yahoo Games?
A little bit. Not
well,
too much,
I'm just having I'm having a problem going into just one game, and it says either an alert comes up, you're behind a firewall, you're not connected to the Internet, game server is down, or you have a stale page in your cache, and it won't let me enter a certain game, just the euchre.
And what? Ooh, and I love euchre.
Yeah, it's,
I spent
it's,
most of my sophomore year in college working playing euchre. What?
It's I'm running off of Windows XP.
And you have their firewall set up.
Do you have a firewall connected? Excuse me?
Do you have a firewall?
I never installed one unless it came with the computer. I never put a firewall on my system. And it just started happening. I can play any other game on Yahoo.
Yeah.
Except for this. I know I'm connected to the internet.
What's happened is when you install XP, it installs a firewall.
Okay, well, that XP was pre-installed when
Right. Well, whoever installed it.
Okay.
It comes with a firewall.
Okay.
And and that's clearly blocking whatever port this thing needs.
And it would just start happening like that because I've played it for now a year now, and all of a sudden it just started.
One of the patches did it.
Okay.
One of your updates did it.
If you right click on my computer.
Okay.
Go to properties and the tab you want is security, and no. You want to go to.
I think it's in the network properties.
Networking
properties.
So yeah, it's off of my computer.
On the connection.
Okay, this is my computer, and then from my computer.
Networking or network connections.
Okay.
Right, you can get to it from the control panel.
And I think it's under.
You go to network connections, and you pick your network connection, the local area connection, or your dial-up connection, or whatever that happens to be.
Okay, so then it says internet, then it says set up or change internet connection.
Right.
Create a connection to the network.
Is that an advanced?
Right, there's an advanced tab, and on the advanced tab, you uncheck the firewall connection. Now, you don't want to leave that off permanently.
Okay. So, like, I just take it off only when I know I'm going to be playing euchre that night?
You got it. Okay. Well, just before you go into play euchre, and then when you come out of playing euchre, just turn it back on again.
Okay, great. I appreciate your help.
You know what? That's absolutely our pleasure.
Okay, thank you, guys.
Thank you very much. I think we're out of time. Is that what I'm seeing here? We have no time, I'm afraid, to get to any more calls.
And nobody got the answer.
Nobody got the trivia again this week. 2 weeks in a row. It's unbelievable. We're going to keep giving you trivia questions until you get them, because you people deserve a product as fine as Stopzilla, the pop-up killer. We are done for another week. I want to thank Dave Enright, Steve Ray, Rob Linton, who keeps us on the straight and narrow. I'm Nick Francesco. We will be back here next Sunday at some undisclosed time and location. We don't know. No. Do we have any idea when we're
going to Syracuse.
Next Saturday. What did I say?
Sunday.
Yeah, okay.
Syracuse has no game listed at all next week.
Okay, then we'll be back at the regular bat time, same bat channel, same bat day, same bat. Same bat. And I'm Nick Francesco, and this is Soundbites on 1180 WHAM.
Friend Goto's special.